This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All righty, let's do that. It is Party Line on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you, plus Blevins Insurance and Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Gems Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, ProByte Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, and Minute Printit. I'm Kevin Keith. We're going to start here with the Skywatch weather forecast. Is sunshine today. Go see a high up to 59. Tonight, cloudy, low 42. It gets better as we go along here. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 60. 43, the low tomorrow night, and cloudy skies. And Wednesday, sunny, with a high up to 67. Thursday, partly sunny, a high 68. And looking ahead, it's going to be pretty nice. Although, 51 and 59, the daytime highs for Saturday and Sunday. And it might get a little chilly overnight, but not too bad. We'll take it. Dry conditions here and mostly sunny skies the first 3 days of the week as we get up to almost 60. It's, or almost 70, rather. It's 38 now from your official weather station, WILO. Bill Gant's going to be joining us in a moment. But as we talked about a little bit last week on Party Line, Ken Hartman making his radio rebirth here, if you will, at WILO. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Good to see you, man.
It's fun to be back.
Yeah, yeah, good to see you there. Good to have you back, too. I think that goes without saying. I told the listeners last week that you'd be coming back in some capacity this week.
Mm-hmm.
And as we made our arrangements to get you back in here a couple weeks ago, when you and I sat down and figured out which direction we were going, we knew that sometimes doctor's appointments and things happen. And so you were coming back today, and then all of a sudden you found out last week you got some good news that the feeding tube is out of here today.
Yes, it comes out this afternoon. Thank God.
Good deal. Bill Gant, good morning to you, man.
Hey there. Sorry to be a couple minutes late, but this whole rebirth on radio, yeah. A lot of afterbirth to step through with this guy. Excuse me. Pardon me. It's so squishy in here. Glad to have you back, Ken.
Right.
So Ken is back with us in an official capacity, but just like, you know, it's just like a regular, all of us have doctor's appointments, and Bill, you've got things you've got going on too, and
sure,
everything. So it's kind of like normal, because if we've got something we need to do, since Casper Media is such a great place to work, we can just go do it if we need to.
That is correct.
So Ken will occasionally be out for some doctor's appointments, I guess. And out and about, more importantly, at some meetings,
yeah.
As he's been, you've been covering quite a bit the last couple of weeks, Ken.
Yeah, I had 5 meetings the first 2 days last week, and, just like old days. So,
yeah, the frying pan into the fire.
Welcome back.
And I got 2 meetings tonight, assuming I'm able to do things. I think it will be.
Yeah. So. Well, we figured that it would take, you know, since you've, what was it, 3 weeks or 3 months? Like last Thursday or Friday?
It's 3 months to the day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. You know, it seems like a lot longer than that.
And
to me, anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Week?
I know I've got my doctors are can't believe how much progress I've made. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
well, go ahead.
I was going to say, on Thursday, at the feeding tube is now. Thursday's the 3 month anniversary of that, too.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that was one of the first things you had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's like the first couple of weeks we talked to you, and of course with the stroke it affected some of your muscles in your throat,
right?
And it was kind of like some day I'd talk to you, I thought it was a little better, and then some days I'd talk to you, and I wasn't sure.
I know.
And I know you went through that, too.
Well, once I got the swallowing test approved, past that, we started to really get it on the speech now, and it's coming. It's so much better now than what it was.
Right.
Because I remember when I first got over there, it was... I couldn't even understand myself.
Right. Yeah. And that's saying something, right?
I know what I'm saying.
That's not good.
So, well, we're glad to have you back. And that's probably an ongoing thing. I thought it would be more like a 6-month deal with your rehab for your voice work.
I honestly thought that they thought the same thing.
Yeah.
But they have, a lot of things, as I said, it just affected my swallowing and my speech, and just getting back to normal.
Yeah. Well, you look good. You've lost how many pounds?
At least 23.
Yeah. All right. And by force of habit.
Don't recommend doing it the way that.
Yeah, don't do it this way. No. Don't lose weight the Kid Harmon way.
No.
He doesn't recommend that.
No.
So with the rehab, though, it's kind of once you reach a point, that's as good as it's going to get, right?
Well, it can continually get better, and I think it's going to continually get better.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how much she thinks that we can do together. So
Right. All right. Well, we continue to wish you the best of luck. It was that was a scary time.
Yeah, I remember that day perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Weird is just the surreal is sort of.
Yeah, because it did party line that morning, and after the show, I made one phone call, and suggested I get my rear end over to the emergency room, and there it went downhill.
And if they wouldn't have suggested it, Cindy and I were all but forcing you.
Yeah.
And we thought about it after. We should have drove you over. What were we thinking?
You're busy. Got stuff to do. Ken's fine.
Yeah, he's
just roll his old bones
he'll
over
make
there,
it.
Right?
I drove to the last one I had back in wherever how long ago that was, and I drove over to this one. So
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. You had one in your early 50s. Gosh, going back, 14, 15 years
about
ago
13,
now.
14, yeah.
Not quite as severe as this one,
no,
though, right?
No, not so. Not as severe as this one.
All right. Well, Ken's going to be back, and of course, I'd take it over the news department as I was comfortable doing that. As I, most people know that I've always been a news guy at other radio stations I've worked at. But it was fun for about 2 weeks, Ken.
I'm surprised it was that long.
No, I had a good time doing that. Okay. It's just. A lot more on people's plates, but I know one thing, Ken, that I noticed from day one after this happened is the outpouring of support and friendship that people throughout the community gave to you.
Yeah, that's something I'm very appreciative for and will always remember, and that's something that means a heck of a lot to me.
Yeah, and this is your family now, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, well, welcome back, and you'll hear Ken occasionally, probably here on Party Line. We'll bring him in. We'll talk meetings and stuff. For now, Ken's going to write it, and I'm going to read it sort of like the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, boy.
It goes into this doohickey and comes out of this doohickey.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the people, again, when you were covering things when Ken was gone, they were glad to give you news bites and sound bites and things like that.
But I think
they're going to be happy to have Ken back.
They're glad to be with
them. They want Ken back.
They're comfortable Ken.
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, Ken, thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And Ken's going to finish up a couple of his doctor's appointments today, so we wish him the best of luck. Bill, what about this Skywatch weather forecast, man? We're going to get up to almost 70 days this week. And mostly sunny skies.
I wore shorts today in honor of that.
Yeah. I should have wore a lighter shirt. I know that. So we'll take that all day, all week long.
Sure.
And what about these Carroll Cougars, man?
Wow. I tuned in later to the ball game just in time to Carl was – it was about a minute and a half left.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of summarizing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said – there was still a minute and a half left, and at that point, the number one team in the state had only made 9 baskets.
Yes.
That's pretty good. Holy cow.
You know, we had a good feeling about this when Friday morning. Jamie came in here. Don was in here. We pre-recorded inside the huddle because, of course, the guys were on the road, and Jamie had a fifth and sixth grade girls basketball tournament to win, and I hope he did. So we talked to Coach Katie, of course, for the Inside the Huddle show.
Yes.
And which was awesome. Coach Katie still has it all up here, man, and he's 86 years old.
Whoa.
So it was good to talk to him. And then Don and Jamie talked to Coach Bodie Bender of the Carroll Cougars and a couple players. And just listen to these players. You would have thought they were like 25 years old and a red-shirted freshman in college basketball. They're so mature.
That's nice. It comes from the coach, I'm sure.
It does. It starts with the coach, man. And Bodie Bender's really got him pointed in the right direction. And they've only got one senior. You know? And so we knew going in that, you're at the semi-state. There is no cakewalk.
Yes.
And when we were doing that interview, when they were doing that Friday morning, Don said something afterwards. We got off the air. He said, you know, Coach Bender has these kids ready to go mentally. We know physically they're in shape.
Yeah.
They're young kids. But mentally, they're ready to go. He said if they can keep that head on their shoulders, they will win this. And my gosh, they did.
Marching home.
It was a little telling, though, because the first game, Monroe Central playing Tipton, which Tipton was, I don't know, like 17-6 or something like that.
Yeah.
A good team. Good team. Tipton was leading them by like two or three at halftime. And I thought, you know, there's a chink in the armor somewhere.
Yeah.
And if we can get these kids to find it, execute it with Coach Bodie Bender, they all watch tape, you know, they're practicing all week. They could stay focused, get past this first game, which Rensselaer gave them a little run for their money. And then the number one team in the state in 2A had not lost a game all season, Bill. And I didn't get the feeling that they were arrogant or anything. They couldn't get around Carroll's defense.
Sure.
That's what it came down to.
Just good defense.
Yeah, and 23 points allowed in the entire game. Are you kidding me?
Only nine baskets?
It was great because I of course listened to Don and Carl, but I had my tablet, and I was watching it on the IHSAA website, whatever that was.
Okay.
But I had my phone with Don and Carl.
Oh yeah,
they were like 2 seconds behind, so I would see the ball go in the basket, and then hear Carl yell like a madman.
Yes,
and so I had the best of both worlds that night. And when they came out in the third and fourth quarter, Carol. And just started lighting up the threes. I thought, man, they're putting the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
So as a result, here we go.
Okay.
4 p.m. this Saturday at Elkhart High School. Now, Elkhart is so big, they have several gyms.
Okay.
And we'll be playing that semi-state game in the Northside Gym. So if you're heading up to support the Carroll Cougars or Don and Carl, if you're listening, go to the Northside Gym.
Northside Gym.
I don't know what's going on in the Southside Gym, but stay the heck away.
Stay away from the Southside Gym.
If you know what's good for you. So so what happened was Carroll picked up the win late Saturday night. It was like an 8 o'clock start. I think we were done by 9:30 or so.
Yeah.
And then Central Noble was playing Fort Wayne Christian, and that game went into overtime.
Okay.
And Fort Wayne Christian, of course, they play the Fort Wayne team. That's a tough, tough area.
Yeah.
And Central Noble came out on top in overtime.
Okay.
As we were expecting to play a Fort Wayne team.
Gotcha.
And so Carroll and Central Noble, I don't know Central Noble's record. I'm hoping someone will text that to me. But they do it a little differently here, Bill, in the semi-state.
Okay.
Like they do, they play a couple of, you know, the games on the sectionals, they play that week, then the championship, and the second round.
Yes.
Then the regional is two. Yes, yes, bring her on in. Yeah, thank you, Cindy. Carol Price is going to join us for United Way here.
Oh, ready?
So what we do is then the semi-state, we had two on regional on Saturday. Semi-state's just one game.
Okay, not two.
Yeah.
Not so, three, yeah.
Yeah, so after Carol wins on Saturday, they'll be going to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. They're, let's see, just one game away from playing in the state championship.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the other semi-states that are coming out of other areas. You had the North Judson and San Pierre Regional. They also had Southridge and the Greenfield Central regionals that all fed to the semi-state. So Seymour, Indiana, down around where I'm from, and John Mellencamp.
The Owls.
Yeah, the Owls, that's right. That's the legendary Lloyd Scott Gymnasium, kind of like Case Arena here.
Okay.
It's a legend in that area.
Yes.
So that's Eastern Hancock and Providence playing at 6 o'clock this Saturday. And then this Saturday at 4 o'clock at Elkhart, again in the Northside Gym, Central Noble and Carroll. And the winners of those two games will play each other for the championship, which is coming up March 26th. Okay. So it'll be a week from this Saturday. So this is an exciting time.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, WILO will follow the Carroll Cougars as far as they go right here on WILO. We're going to talk about Ag Day here in just a moment. But first, we're going to welcome Carroll Price to the studio. Carroll, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good today.
Good.
Good to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Yeah.
Well, I know you're, let's see. You retired a couple years ago, but all of a sudden, you're in United Way, you're directing plays, you're running for political office. I thought you were retiring.
Retirement's not all it's cracked up to be.
Right? Well, if anyone was going to have a problem with sitting around retired, I knew it would be you, Carol.
Yes, I've been pretty busy, so I'm taking Anita's place today.
Yes, so she told me you were going to come in. We'll talk United Way in a minute.
Okay.
I got to know, what was the turnout for your KOLD
auditions?
Yes.
Well, it was fantastic.
Good.
It was just last night.
Right.
And we needed 5 men and 5 women. And I think we ended up with 11 women and 9 men trying out.
Okay. Well, very good.
So it was a big task later in the evening to cast it, but it's been cast. I haven't called everybody yet. So
fun. Okay.
So it's still secret.
Okay. Well, make sure you let us know on that as we get a little closer. I'd love to have that.
It's going
to
be a great show.
So, you're the director.
Right.
Have you directed other things?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. I figured you'd have some experience on that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that.
Yeah.
And Bill and I were joking last week. We were going to maybe...
You can try out?
Yeah, maybe come to the casting.
You should have come.
Yeah. No. Maybe the next radio play you do or direct.
That was it.
This is our chance.
That was it. Okay. We're gone.
This is definitely one you guys need to be at.
I'd like to come at least check it out anyway. So
you'll enjoy it.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so let's talk United Way. I tell you what, Anita has done such a good job with United Way the last couple of years.
Fabulous.
And, of course, she had big shoes to fill in your shoes. And then we had someone between you and Anita, didn't we?
Yes,
it was Carolina Booth.
Uh-huh.
And she's now in Howard County, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I think she's actually at
She took
Clinton
another
Prairie.
Job since then.
Clinton
yes,
Prairie.
She is. You're right.
Yeah.
So Anita's, it seems like we used to just talk to United Way once a month, but Anita has press releases coming at me faster than I can post in the Clinton County Daily News.
She's really great. She's tireless. I don't know how she does all the things she does. She's not here today because her child is having her tonsils out.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, she'd be here.
So let's talk a little United Way. What do we want to talk about this
morning? Well, I just wanted to tell your listeners about our annual event. It's going to be April 5th. And that's from 4 to 5:30 at the Faith Family Church. Mark Sanders, the minister there, is one of our board members.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on 508 West Green Street. And what we're going to be doing at that event, we'll be celebrating, you know, the last year and looking forward to the next year. We'll have our agencies there celebrating all the work that they do. We'll be celebrating all of our impact work and, you know, being, you know, really excited and appreciative of our partners and our board members. They all work hard together. And, you know, when you think about the impact work that United Way has been involved in this year,
mm-hmm.
it's been huge. And we can't do that without partners.
Mm-hmm.
I always say United Way looks for the problem, finds people who can fix the problem, and then we support them in that fixing of the problem
mm-hmm.
with money and education or grant writing or whatever we need to do. So, you know, this past year, the Home for the Night is one of examples of that. Center Township is the lead on that, but we were right there with them, and we received lots of money from IU Health Grant for that project. And then when we think about mental health is, I just kind of think, there's a bit of mental health in every problem we have.
Absolutely.
You know, no matter what it is, you know, whether it's a 5-year-old throwing a tantrum or, you know, it doesn't matter.
Or a 50-year-old throwing a tantrum.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's, you know, it's something's happening in the mind.
That's right. We all got things going on.
Right. And so two of the huge projects that I see that United Way has been really impactful in this last year is the Changes program at Healthy Communities, which is a great program for children in schools, and it allows school counselors to call and get a child in for an assessment that day if they're having a problem, and that assessment then leads them to whatever help they need. And the Changes program will actually pick up a child at school, take them to their session, and take them back to the school, which is great. Because I always think that whenever there is a problem with a child or even an adult, it impacts so many other people in the family. So anytime we can help that whole family in this situation that they're in, we're really changing their lives. So my parents can go to work and their child is getting the care they need. That's a huge thing. And then the 180 program, the 180 Recovery Center, we know that, you know, that's an addiction recovery center. But there again, kind of goes back to some sort of mental health, you know, mental health, a choice of something that was happening in their lives. And then we do a lot with early childhood education by providing a lot of support materials and money for the pre-K programs, all in Frankfort, Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, Rossville, everywhere. So
very good. Going back to the public event, the what do we call it? The April 5th,
the annual meeting.
Mm-hmm. Faith Family Church. That's open to the public, of course.
It's open to the public. Okay. Everyone's invited.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good.
People can call it RSVP, which is 654-5573, and but they can also just show up, and we're having snacks, and we'll have plenty.
All right, very good. How fun is Mark Sanders?
He's fun.
Yeah.
He's fun. He's actually
he's great, isn't he?
He's actually sort of related to me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, his sister is my daughter-in-law.
Okay. Well, that's a little closer than I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to share a little bit about the listeners, it's a worry that Anita has right now. She's really taken it to heart, is the summer feeding program.
Mm-hmm.
In this, you know, the YMCA has always fixed all this food and fed kids in the park, you know, because a lot of kids depend on that school lunch.
Absolutely.
And without the school lunch, they may not have lunch. And they serve 20,000 meals every summer.
Wow.
And the Y is not going to be able to do that this year. So Anita has pulled together a team of people to discuss that this coming Tuesday.
Okay.
And so we're going to be engaging those community schools of Frankfort, Healthy Communities, and the Boys and Girls Club, and the YMCA, along with United Way. And it's really, Anita has taken it on her heart that somehow it's going to happen.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Well, know that you have the full resources of Casper Media behind you on that, too.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
It's such an important thing.
Yeah, you just don't think about it unless it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
right.
For sure.
That's right.
Well, anything else for you, Carol?
I don't think so. I appreciate
all
being
right.
able to come on this
absolutely.
Morning and share a few things with you. And it's always fun to see you. And,
yeah, you too.
And, too bad you didn't come to the auditions
I
last
know.
Night.
That's okay.
Well, we might have missed the auditions, but I know we talked about this. Maybe as the play goes on, sometimes films and things have technical advisors on set.
Yeah, we could always be a technical.
So we could really help explain, you know, the nicotine, the caffeine, the bad language that goes along with radio.
Okay, all right. Count on that.
Carol, I'll take your word on that, Bill.
And I suppose you want a line in the program.
Yes,
Casper Media provides technical
assistance. We'll need a byline,
well,
Carol.
Well, of course.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Always
thank
good
you.
To see you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Carol Price with United Way today, among other things. Carol, always good to see her. So we got Ag Day here Wednesday, Bill. Michael Hall and myself, well, we'll just say it, Michael Hall set it up on last Thursday, came in, kind of fine-tuned that on Friday. So we're ready to go on our technical aspect of it.
Very good.
Of course, we'll have HoosierLandTV.com bringing you all the information, along with WILO. Basically, I won't move from this chair.
You'll be right there.
Until noonish on Wednesday. So we'll have it on HoosierLandTV.com. We start at 9:30, right after Party Line. We'll take a break for AgriTalk. Rodney Mounts and his crew, C&R Catering, dropping us off a burger bar along with a couple other things. And we'll take that lunch break.
Yes.
Calm down now, Bill. 12:15, we'll fight over the burger.
Burger bar.
12:15, we'll come back. We'll have some programs. And then the last half hour, 45 minutes, maybe even hour, we're going to focus on women in agriculture, kind of a round table at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have it all archived at HoosierLandTV.com. And then we'll replay the whole thing on a week from tomorrow, March 22nd, which is technically Ag Day.
Right.
So Ag Day 2022 brought to you by TTG Equipment, Brock Grain Systems, Ivy Tech Community College, the Farmers Bank, and WILO.
Last year, we didn't do a live.
We did.
Did we do a
yes,
live one? Okay, I can remember.
Yeah, it was, I think it was 2 years ago that we did a much scaled back and still scaled.
I also get confused with the senior fair, too. We had like live and not live, COVID stuff.
Yes,
forgot.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, 2 years ago. Boy, it seems like a mini moon ago. 2 years ago, we did the here in the studio kind of, you know, our senior fair day.
Yes.
But it was much scaled back. And yes. Luckily, last September, we were able to come back 110%.
There we go. All right.
So we were, I need to change the clock there, Bill. I thought I was
running.
It's almost
8 o'clock.
An hour early. So late Friday, let me step back just a couple weeks. Couple weeks ago, Ken came in and we were talking, and I said, "Hey, something you could do that would help me out is go down to the clerk treasurer's office and see who's filing for what."
Oh, sure.
Since Ken knows all the news angles there, so he went down and brought back the paperwork that was provided to him. Well, what he was failed to be told was that wasn't all the paperwork.
Oh, okay,
so we got all the paperwork thanks to Katie Ann and her bubbliness from the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, very nice.
On Friday. So got all that. So I've retyped this liner, basically, is what I'm trying to tell you here, Bill.
Okay.
And we now know who's running for what and when and where.
Yes.
So I want to run this past you. WILO will have you covered. We're going to be shoving so much election coverage down your throat, Bill.
Huh.
You'll need two waters to wash it down.
Oh,
all right?
Wow. That's a lot of election coverage.
It's a lot of election coverage. So we're going to start things at Tuesday night, March 29th, 6:30, County Council Member District 1 candidates Carol Price, Rhonda Light, and Mark Timmons going to take to the stage to talk about the issues. They'll be running against each other, all right?
Yes.
After that, the two Republican candidates for sheriff, incumbent Rich Kelly, debating former Clinton County Sheriff Mark Mitchell. Then two nights later, Thursday, March 31st, 6:30, Clerk of the Circuit Court candidates will be debating, featuring incumbent Rhea Harris and challenger Stephanie Harshbarger. Following that will be a debate with candidates for the newly created bill, District 41, state representative position, which will be Richard Bagsby, Mark Genda, and Shane Wiest. And that's all coming up here at HoosierLandTV.com, Tuesday, March 29th, Thursday, March 31st, from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
That's a lot of election coverage.
That's a lot.
That's a mouthful.
We're not done there. That is a mouthful.
Oh, that's not done.
That's just in preparation because we have a full month to get ready for our wall-to-wall primary election coverage, which will be 5 days before my birthday. I always love it around, because primary is around my birthday. It's always the May 3rd, May 5th. And so that's kind of my birthday present.
Being a newsy guy, you love that.
Yeah, I do. I'm not afraid to admit that.
All right.
So May 3rd, it's a Tuesday, wall-to-wall primary coverage that evening right here on WILO. And we usually capitalize on all the resources at Casper Media, including Scott Allen from Shine 99. He usually calls us up with some reports as well. We've even tapped into the Bill Gant resources before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I did. One time I was at the Lewis Wheeler campaign headquarters or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill, I'll go ahead and say it publicly. I've told you privately. Oh, my birthday's on a Sunday this year. Yeah, that's what I was looking up. I want a party, man.
Do you like it when it's on a Sunday?
No.
Okay.
I'd prefer it was a Friday or Saturday.
Sure.
So you and I could hang out.
Yeah,
and have some fun.
There we go.
What was I saying?
You've told me privately, but you're going to say it now.
Everything that I've ever asked you to do, Bill, you've at least said, I'll try.
Yeah.
You've never told me no.
I'm willing to give it a rip.
TV.
Yep.
Writing checks.
Yes.
Paying bills at Casper Media.
Doing football election games.
Election coverage. Football games.
Running the board for people on the weekends.
Running boards.
Yeah.
You know, cutting weathers, doing middays on Wilo.
I'm willing to try any of it.
Man.
It's part of the fun.
Well, thanks
I even sweep and clean dishes, too.
Yeah, that's right. There's no job too big.
That's right.
Too small. For
Thank you. Guys. Yeah, I'm down for it.
So it looks like we're going to have some open phones here, Bill. As I had Carol scheduled to come in at 9 o'clock, but 8:45 was fine. So
in and out.
So it looks like we'll have open phones here. Looking ahead quickly to the rest of the week, Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition tomorrow. We've got open date on Wednesday. Frankfort Police Department on Thursday, and if we're lucky. If we could slice out 15, 20 minutes of time with Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summer on Friday,
okay.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Who knows what we'll be talking about next? A Wilo's Party Line.
Frankfort's home for classic hits.